There is a great story in North Texas. I would argue a not well-known private company that was bought out in 2003 for $131 million, that in 2014 for $1.4 billion, and just a couple of days ago, reportedly, for $2.5 billion. And that is tremendous growth. The CEO is Adam Blumenfeld, and it's a family-run company. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
So what do you do out here that you go up $1 billion in value in 4 years?
You know, we've been busy. We've got a terrific employee base. We've got over 9,000 employees in the business, headquartered here in Dallas in Farmers Branch, Texas. But it's been a great ride, and we're just getting started.
We know you as Varsity Brands now, but we first knew you as BSN. And a provider of sports equipment and paraphernalia to schools all across the country. Then you got heavily into the cheerleading business, and I think you're a certified 800-pound gorilla right now.
Thank you for saying that. You know, the company is made up of three primary divisions. We've got BSN Sports, which is sport for us, Varsity Spirit, which is worldwide leader in cheer, and then Herf Jones out of Indianapolis is our achievement business for cap and gowns, fine paper, and the whatnot.
And like I say, you're second generation running this company, and you've been bought out three times. Invariably, somebody comes along, and especially your latest buyer, Bain Capital, who's, you know, Mitt Romney, and they've invested in everybody from Domino's to whoever. They come along, and they know the business a lot better. They immediately replace the CEO. You guys remain in place.
It's nice to, first of all, be affiliated with Bain, prestigious, you know, gold standard in private equity, but coming from Charles Bank, who also is in Boston and also a terrific partner, we're excited about the transition, but we are thankful for where we came from. But yes, it started a very small business. My dad started selling sporting goods out of the back of a truck in Memphis in 1972. So it's a long way from Amanda Road, Memphis, Tennessee.
But there's so, I mean, on the surface, it looks like such a crowded field out there. I mean, I don't know. I think of Sports Authority, or of course I think of Oshman's and other ones that have folded, but it still looks like there's a lot of competition. How do you carve out this, you know, this dominant position?
You know, I think it has a lot to do with what we actually do, and people don't know it, which is that we're in the business of elevating student experiences, and I mean that in the way that we increase pride, spirit, and student engagement on campus through a program called Impact. And so we literally go in and ask principals and superintendents, what do you need? And they don't say balls, bats, and gloves. They say we need kids to come to class, we need them to graduate, we want them to come back to the community and serve. And so this program, Impact, is a suite of value-added services we offer to 22,000 schools nationwide. And in return for that, we do have a commercial relationship with them, but that's how we build lifelong relationships with these schools.
Well, and so you are developing relationships, which means I would think you have to hire really smart. You can't just, you know, pick up some yahoo who walks in off the street because they're representing your company, but also they're trying to make some sort of a bond.
You know, I am happy being the dumbest guy in the room. We've done a terrific job of adding talent at this company over the last 4 years in particular. We've got a terrific shared services group here in Dallas, CFO Rick Pascal, John Markham, Chief of Talent. These guys came from, you know, the outside, from Godiva, from Kraft, and they come with out-of-industry experience, and they bring it to an industry that's a little bit sleepier, a little bit more of a niche industry, and it's wonderful to take kind of external consumer experience and apply it to this B2B space.
So what's next for you guys? I mean, are there a series of roll-ups? Do you grow by acquisition, or is it all organic?
You know, it's a fair question. There is a lot of organic growth here, and there's a lot more to go. We're actually not nearly where we think we can be in this marketplace or in the adjacent marketplaces. So I think you're going to see significant growth. Bain's counting on it. We're counting on it. It's a growth story and a growth company. Our job here and my job is to build a true multi-billion dollar platform for the scholastic and after-school markets. And we are on our way with nearly $2 billion in sales. And I think you're going to see something look a lot different as we spend time with Bain over the next many years.
You know, I mean, it occurs to me the demand for your business is growing out there. I mean, I knew every school always had a cheerleading squad, and there were a dozen really, you know, vivacious, popular, attractive little girls. But now they have these pep squads where there's 100 of them. And it's not just football and basketball and baseball anymore, but now you've got lacrosse and rugby and soccer's taken over. But it seems to me like your market is growing.
No, it's a fair point. Our job, and we look at it this way, isn't just to provide product into the channel. It's to grow the channel and grow participation. In cheer, for example, we've expanded participation by opening up cheer to the less elite athlete. Yeah. So we've got multiple levels, just like in tennis, you might have 1-0 to 5-0. Now we've got cheer and dance activity down at the recreational level. In sport, you see a big shift to select sports outside of the school, in addition to the school. And just today, we announced an exclusive partnership with Stack Sports, formerly Blue Star Sports, here in the Metroplex, backed by Jerry Jones, involved with the family. And this is a chance to really kind of connect registration and league participation with the chance to buy a uniform and get the kids on the field all in one foul swoop. So we're finding really interesting ways to partner with digital partners in the marketplace and bring kind of the next generation of this business to life.
Are you the reason they have this cheerleading camps and the competition and everything else is in Dallas every year? Because we always see those stories.
So it's a big piece of what we do. Yes, we hold hundreds of camps, competitions, and clinics across the country. But one of our biggest is in Dallas at the Convention Center. We have over 50,000 young women and some men that participate in that event in Dallas, usually in the winter. And then everybody kind of graduates and matriculates to Disney, where we have the World Championships and the Nationals and the Finals.
All right, speaking with Adam Blumenfeld, I'll ask you the toughest question I'm going to ask you today. Can you do a herky?
You know what? I knew herky well. My dad really knew herky well. I can't get off the ground more than 6 inches, but my wife can. She was a cheerleader at Tulane University in New Orleans, so I depend on her to do the leaping and the jumping.
So we should talk about this. So Lawrence Herkimer was the granddaddy, I guess, of cheerleading and I guess owned at least part of what is now your company. And he developed this very unique jump, which anybody would identify immediately, if any of us could do it, called a herky.
He did. He created the activity, and Varsity Spirit really perfected the activity over many decades. But Herky's business, National Spirit Group, is still in our family. That headquarters is in Plano, and still remains here in the Metroplex.
The CEO of Varsity Brands is Adam Blumenfeld, and reportedly, company's worth $2.5 billion as of the other day. We'll be back in a couple of years when you're a little over $6 billion. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.